It can take more than forgiveness to heal a broken relationship.
Finally, I've forgiven her, but I don't ever want to have anything to do with her again.
When someone has sinned against us and a relationship has been severed, forgiveness is a necessary starting place. That initial act of releasing the offender has to be followed up with a commitment to invest in his or her life. That investment will help us to experience healing and wholeness. Listen to Jesus' words in Luke 6. He said, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you." Listen, the goal is to rebuild the relationship. And even in situations where it may not be appropriate to reconnect, we can still invest in other people's lives through prayer. What are some practical ways you could return good for evil? Ask the Lord to show you how you can invest in the lives of those who've caused you pain. With Seeking Him, I'm Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth.